As you likely know by the theme song, you are listening to the Words of Life program. For many years and on a variety of stations, Words of Life has strived to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the sponsorship of Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers. Today, Brother David Johnson will speak to us on the topic, Two Anointed to Serve, based upon Zechariah chapter 4, the first 14 verses. We now present singing in praise of our Lord.
There's a man.
Please pray with me. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We praise you and we thank you for loving us so much that you gave Jesus as an offering for our salvation. We will never be worthy of your love, but we pray that our lives will reflect that we know you. Please use the words of this program for your glory. We also desire your help upon all works of faith and each local congregation of believers. We likewise pray that you will bless each of our listeners with the convictions, peace, and healing that are needed. And thank you for hearing us. And when you have finished with us here upon this earth, please take us home to be with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brother David Johnson will now speak on Two Anointed to Serve.
It's good to be together again as we look into the Word of God. And this lesson is a companion to the one last week. The title for the lesson is Two, T-W-O, Two Anointed to Serve. And our text is Zechariah chapter 4, verses 1 through 14. Please listen to the Word of God. Then the angel who talked with me returned and wakened me, as a man is wakened from his sleep. He asked me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lights on it, with seven channels to the lights. Also there were two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl, the other on its left. I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my lord?" He answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, 'Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, O mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then you will bring out the capstone to the shouts of God bless it, God bless it.' Then the word of the Lord came to me, 'The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who despises the day of small things? Men will rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of the Lord which range throughout the earth.' Then I asked the angel, 'What are these two olive trees on the right and on the left of the lampstand?' Again I asked him, 'What are these two olive branches beside the two gold pipes that pour out golden oil?' He replied, 'Do you not know what these are?' 'No, my lord,' I said. So he said, 'These are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth.'" This is the word of God. Obviously, Zechariah chapter 3 and Zechariah chapter 4 are difficult passages, and yet they are part of the Word of God that we may understand. In Zechariah chapter 3, the prophet Zechariah was given a fourth night vision, which focused on Joshua the high priest and the restoration and cleansing of the priesthood to return to the role of a priestly nation, as according to Exodus chapter 19 and verse 6. However, in Zechariah chapter 4, the prophet was given a fifth night vision, which focused on Zerubbabel, the civil leader, a descendant of King David, to encourage him and the nation in rebuilding the Lord's temple. The completion of the temple would enable God's people to again be a light to the nations, at least potentially. For almost 10 years, Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, had been frustrated in the rebuilding of the temple of God. Zerubbabel needed reassurance from God that his favor was with him in the rebuilding. So assurance was given by vision through God's prophet Zechariah to communicate to the civil leader. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 2 says in part, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lights on it with seven channels to the lights. The light was produced from oil obtained from crushed olives and usually used in bowls with wicks. Solid gold suggests purity and preciousness. Here the bowl was at the top to hold the olive oil to fuel the lamp. The seven channels directed the oil to the wicks at the ends of the channels. Seven was the number representing completeness. This lampstand is the seven-branched kind used in the tabernacle, with the addition of a bowl on the top to maintain an abundant supply of olive oil. It's noteworthy that a lampstand is a symbol of the modern state of Israel. The menorah, or seven-branch lampstand, is actually the official symbol of the new nation of Israel. But what does this lampstand represent in this vision? A possibility is that it symbolizes the temple they were building. But more probably, the lampstand also represented Israel as a means of light to the nations as God originally intended. Eventually, a regenerated, final, righteous remnant of the nation of Israel will be a testimony to all the nations of God's grace and a great light. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 3. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left. We should remember that this is a vision, and that the details seen represented God's message to the prophet to convey here, especially to Zerubbabel, the civil leader. So the picture conveyed is limitless olive oil, fuel supplied automatically as needed for light. So as oil flowing from the olive trees down to the bowl, down to the lamps, the olive trees would have more representation in the verses to come. Charles Feinberg writes, quote, "Some follow the Latin and Greek translations of the Old Testament in holding that there were but seven lamps with one pipe or channel to each. In the original Hebrew, the numeral is repeated. In other words, there were seven pipes or channels apiece, or 49 in all, which needed no human instrumentality for replenishing, as did the lampstands in the tabernacle and the temple. The larger the number of the oil pipes or channels, the brighter the light of the lampstand." End of quote. The lampstand in the tabernacle was symbolic of Messiah to come. Messiah, according to John chapter 8 and verse 12, is the light of the world. Jesus went on to state, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Christians today should keep in mind that the church is also a light in a dark world, and we need to let Christ shine through us and to share the light of the gospel. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 4, "I asked the angel who talked with me, 'What are these, my Lord?' The prophet," meaning the vision, including the lampstand and the two olive trees. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, "So he said to me, 'This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.'" Charles Feinberg writes, quote, "Zerubbabel had become despondent in his work because of the opposition to it, the greatness of the task, and the small means to carry it out. There were sufficient elements in the situation to make the most energetic despair. Zechariah is told that God's message for that hour for Zerubbabel is that success and completion of the task depend not on man's might, not on man's power, but on the Holy Spirit himself. Man's weakness is no hindrance to the work of God, because he supplies the power of the Spirit of God. That which was ministered to the nation was the grace and power of the Spirit of God, pictured by the oil." End of quote. The lampstand pictured Israel fully supplied by the Lord Almighty to be his light, then and into the future messianic kingdom and the millennial temple. Today, in the church age, ultimately, it's not by human committees, programs, budgets, or the like that accomplishes much that pleases the Lord. God's kingdom through the church is manifestly a spiritual work that is empowered by the omnipotent, omniscient Spirit of God. God's power certainly has not changed. Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 7. "What are you, O mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of, 'God bless it, God bless it.'" The mighty mountain here is symbolic of all the difficulties towering over the completion of the temple. But before Zerubbabel and the people of Judah, the mountain of difficulty will come crashing down and become like level ground. But how? By the Spirit of God himself. If God be for us, who can stand against us? And the governor, Zerubbabel, by this vision is promised the honor and joy of finishing the temple. for it is customary for the high officials then and now to place the capstone. The cap or top stone signifies the final stone with celebration. God bless it. God bless it. Bless the rebuilt, completed temple of God in Zerubbabel's time. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 9 ends with, "Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you." So whom is being referred to here as me sent to you? Similar phraseology is used in Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 9, which ends with, "Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me." Many scholars interpret me to refer to Messiah himself, the angel of the Lord, or the pre-incarnate Christ, the protector, provider, deliverer, and defender of God's people Israel, whom was yet to come as Messiah in Zechariah's day. Yet this same Messiah will one day return yet future, a second time, to this renovated earth to set up worship in the messianic millennial temple of his kingdom in greater glory. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 10. Who despises the day of small things? Men will rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of the Lord which range throughout the earth. Small things here probably refers to Zerubbabel's temple being smaller than Solomon's temple, and therefore it was despised by some of the Jews. Consider, for example, Ezra chapter 3 and verse 12 that says in part that many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid. Yet the Lord had given his favor to the rebuilding of the temple, and what pleases the Lord should never be despised by men. Others rejoiced to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. A plumb line is used to determine vertical or depth measurements, here of the foundation for the temple to be built. A lot of things begin small and weak, but with God, they end up large and strong. The church began with little more than 500 brethren, yet today the church is worldwide and in the millions after about 2,000 years. That's the power of the Spirit of God. The seven eyes of the Lord signifies the complete and perfect omniscience of the Lord Almighty, who sees all and knows all. The work of the rebuilding of the temple would be accomplished in full accordance with the sovereign will of God. In Zechariah chapter 4 and verses 11 and 12, the prophet asked the interpreting angel twice, "What are those two olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand? And what are these two olive branches beside the two gold pipes that pour out golden oil?" The answer, Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 14, says in part, "These are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth." The interpreting angel brings this fifth vision to a climax and conclusion by answering that the two olive trees represent the anointed ones, literally in the Hebrew, sons of oil. Of course, they must be Joshua the high priest and Zerubbabel the civil governor in their official capacities as God's channels through whom the Spirit of God manifested his power and grace to Judah. The two olive trees could also represent the priestly and kingly offices in Judah through which the blessings of God were to flow. The two olive branches are then the two men who occupied these supreme positions in Zechariah's times, as were Zerubbabel, the descendant of King David, and Joshua, high priest, descendant of Eleazar. Together, they foreshadow the Messiah, in whom these two offices, king and high priest, are combined. And Messiah is the superlative source of blessings to make Israel the light unto the nations, as will come to pass in the golden age of Israel, the messianic millennial kingdom of the Lord. This will be brought out in fuller detail in the sixth chapter of Zechariah. It's interesting that according to Revelation in the New Testament, the book of Revelation, chapter 11 and verses 3 and 4, there are two yet future, light bearers, empowered of the Spirit of God, who will prophesy especially to the remnant of Israel in those terrible days of Jacob's trouble. The Great Tribulation. The Tribulation and the Great Tribulation, the seven-year period of Jacob's trouble. Note Revelation chapter 11 and verse 4. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. So God Almighty has His master plan for the ages, and His sovereign will must come to pass because He is the Lord of all the earth. You and I today can take comfort under His complete control. Whether it was in Zerubbabel's day, in Joshua's day, the high priest, in Zechariah's day, or whether it is today, in the church age, or whether it is in the future, even into the time of Jacob's trouble, when there will be great consternation on this earth in many ways because of the wrath of God that is to come.
Thank you.
We thank God for the truth of His Word. The sermon that you have heard is based upon the truth of God. We pray that you are already a Christian. If we can help you in your relationship with Jesus, please write to us. It may be that you would like to have a CD of this program to listen to again or share with someone else. Please ask for broadcast number 1934. That's 1934. And we look forward to hearing from you. Your letters and emails are always an encouragement for us. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.